This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief from March 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters is trying to assure Cirrus Nation that the company's new Chinese owner is committed to building the planes in Duluth, Minnesota. Mesa Air Group's plan of reorganization became effective on Tuesday, allowing it to begin emerging from bankruptcy just 13 months after the process started. Jeppesen has debuted the web-based Jeppesen Crew Fatigue Assessment Service to help the commercial aviation industry prevent and mitigate fatigue risk in crew operations. FACS Training International says it has developed a new emergency procedures training course specifically for Boeing business jet operators. GE has announced it will refurbish a Boeing 747 retired from service by Japan Airlines and turn it into a flying testbed for future engine technologies based in Victorville, California. GE Aviation says it has been selected to provide mission control system technology for the tanker which will be known as the Boeing KC-46A. Technoavia, a Russian-based aircraft manufacturer, has signed a 10-year deal with GE Aviation for the purchase of H-80 engines for at least 30 aircraft. Bipartisan legislation has been introduced in the U.S. Congress to honor World War II members of the Civil Air Patrol with a single congressional medal. The U.S. Forest Service is out with a reminder about signs that an iced-over lake may not be able to support your aircraft. And Rimos chose Grand Forks, North Dakota as a locale for testing its GX-LSA in extreme cold. It was rewarded with temps as low as minus 11 degrees Fahrenheit. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Jim Campbell talks with David Krueger, CEO of the Aircraft Partnership Association. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.